And let's go live to Chicago. We're tracking the DNC. Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning. Hey, Jack, good morning. Thanks for being with us. Last night, the Obamas, I mean, it was kind of a, and maybe we'll be proven wrong by the end of the week here, but to me, a reminder of who is still the most popular person in the Democratic Party when Barack Obama spoke last night.
Yeah, good morning. Definitely a bit of greatest hits here at the DNC. I mean, it, not only is Obama a very popular president, but Chicago's his town and where he comes from. So a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy last night for his speech.
A lot of energy in the building. I think the question is, how long can the energy last for? Democrats have had a big month with the switch out, you know, Biden dropping out, Harris taking the mantle and running with it. Now you get the convention boost of energy that way. How long does that typically last? Or are we in such unprecedented territory that it could go all the way through November?
Well, that's the real question, is how long it lasts. You know, Democrats definitely have a 2008 feeling here, which is when Barack Obama was nominated. And, you know, they did a good job that year in really trying to harness that energy into organizing and folks who are going to sign up to do phone banks, go door to door and do some of that. So there's definitely a really serious effort here on behalf of the Democratic National Committee to try to capture that enthusiasm and try to keep it going and make it effective through November.
I mean, how difficult is that to do for any party, any campaign?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, a lot of work goes into these conventions, bringing everyone together. This convention committee raised almost $100 million. You know, it is a lot of work and a lot of money to do that for 4 days. So to keep that going for a couple months is hard. And the party that does that well, right, the party whose candidate brings out that enthusiasm and helps people build on it, that's who's going to be successful this November.
Well, looking at everything we've heard so far at the DNC, what's the overreaching theme? And I guess, what are you expected to hear from Kamala Harris later on this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think the theme here has changed a lot, right? I think as Biden was the candidate, it was a lot of he's not Trump, and that has changed. The theme here is a lot more hopeful, optimistic, sort of happy warrior theme. And I think what we expect to hear from Vice President Harris is, you know, not just some places where she and the Biden administration feel they were successful. We've heard a lot about the CHIPS Act and some of that stuff that we know about in Western New York. But, you know, we want to hear a little about her vision. There's been some criticism as well as some congratulations that this campaign has been running a lot on vibes and on feelings and on happiness right now. And so I think people really expect not necessarily detailed policy positions, but a vision, an overarching vision about where she sees America going that is different than Joe Biden's, different than Donald Trump's, and is particular to her, her shared experience and her worldview.
On that vision, on presenting a platform, on going in depth in some of these things, is the more important moment going to be Thursday night or what happens September 10th?
Well, I think both are important. I think those are me her two big, opportunities for Americans to see her and to get to know her, right? They've done that with Donald Trump. They had 4 years of a presidency, now his third campaign here. They know who he is and kind of what he brings. And so absolutely, you know, Thursday night is Kamala Harris to herself, right? She gets to say, this is what I believe. This is who I am. This is what I want for you and your children. And then on the 10th will be a sparring match. And, you know, if you've seen some of Kamala Harris in her role in the Senate, in some of her interviews, in some of her questioning of appointees, she has some experience with that. Her experience as a prosecutor definitely comes through. I expect we'll see more of that on September 10th. And then on Thursday night, we're going to hear some soaring rhetoric.
She can press people, but can she be pressed? What did she do in 2020 that just didn't resonate with voters that is being changed this time around?
Yeah, she has more experience doing some of these things and being a part of it. But I think what happened in 2020 is you had a lot of different candidates, and whether it was that she wasn't quite ready yet, whether it was the Biden campaign was in a better position to kind of move forward. I think a lot of folks saw him as a kind of centrist pushback on the Bernie Sanders of the world. And that certainly, and the Elizabeth Warrens of the world. And that sort of animated some of the Democratic, certainly establishment support for him. That wasn't a role that she was going to play. I think what's different now is that the Democratic Party is behind her, lock, stock, and barrel. You saw that in the roll call last night. You'll see that over the next couple of days. I think having the party behind her rather than some party infighting really puts her in a position to step up and offer that vision.
Well, it will be interesting to see what she says coming up very soon, Thursday night. Jack, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Jack O'Donnell joining us live this morning.